How are red and blue quasars different? The Radio Properties, by V.A. Fawcett et al. A non-negligible fraction of quasars are red at optical wavelengths, indicating, in the majority of cases, that the accretion disk is obscured by a column of dust which extinguishes the shorter wavelength blue emission. In this paper, we summarize recent work by our group, where we find fundamental differences in the radio properties of SDSS optically selected red quasars. We also present new analyses, using a consistent color-selected quasar parent sample matched to four radio surveys, first, VLA Stripe 82, VLA Cosmos 3 GHz, and Low TSS Doctor 1, across a frequency range 144 MHz 3GHZ and 4 orders of magnitude in radio flux. We show that red quasars have enhanced small-scale radio emission KPC that peaks around the radio quiet threshold defined as the ratio of 1.4 GHz luminosity to 6 micron luminosity across the four radio samples. Exploring the potential mechanisms behind this enhancement, we rule out star formation and propose either small-scale synchrotron jets, frustrated jets, or dusty winds interacting with the interstellar medium. The latter two scenarios would provide a more direct connection between opacity, dust, gas, and the production of the radio emission. In our future study, using new multi-band UGMRT data, we aim to robustly distinguish between these scenarios. This was How Are Red and Blue Quasars Different? The Radio Properties, by V.A. Fawcett et al.